Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Yes! Welcome. Yes, baby. It is hump day, y'all. And speaking of hump day, a celebrity couple is going to be doing that every day, baby. Ooh. Because they're trying to make a little one. We'll tell you who coming up later. And we have a black, and as Gary would say, a European feud going on. It is going down and getting very messy. We'll tell you all about that shade coming up later. But first, Gary has some not-so-sweet tea to spill.
Yes, Portia, it's a very, very sad day in America, y'all. Tamar Braxton, y'all, is apparently done.
Say it ain't so.
She is done, honey, with her husband, Vince Herbert, honey, and filed for a divorce yesterday. Now, the couple have been together since 2003 and were just one month away from their 9-year anniversary.
Wow.
And of course, y'all, they have their 4-year-old son, little Logan, together. So this is a very touching
moment. Oh, man.
That's so sad when a family breaks up like that.
But anyway, y'all, now remember, honey, just last summer, Tamar and Vince had a domestic dispute, honey, in an Atlanta hotel. And police were called, y'all, after Vince allegedly, y'all, honey, tried to bite Tamar's head off.
Gary, stop.
Now, to Vince's defense, I heard there was sauce on that hand.
Oh, y'all need to stop. Y'all is crazy.
Okay, well, on a lighter note, Justin Timberlake, he has confirmed that he's performing at the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. And there's been a lot of talk, hopes, and speculation that Janet Jackson might pop up.
Yes.
And perform. Well, according to Entertainment Tonight, it could happen.
I believe it.
Under one circumstance.
What?
The invitation has to be presented directly from Justin.
Okay.
Now, a source says the door is wide open. If Justin or his team did reach out, Janet will perform with him again in a minute.
First of all, who is saying that? Who are these sources? Janet is not getting ready to go perform with Justin Timberlake after he did not have her back. Get deep off into this.
Oh, wait.
I was sitting at the Super Bowl when JD and Janet were backstage and she was performing with Justin Timberlake. Yeah. And I was sitting out there with Cameron Diaz when she had on Uggs in the summertime. And I know what the hell Uggs was. I'm like, why you got on winter boots in the summertime, bitch? But anyway, no, I do not think. Who
he didn't have her back? What do you
who
mean?
Who are the sources? He didn't reach out to her.
He really
once
fell
to
back.
Apologize.
Shut
like,
up.
Nothing. She took the brunt of it all, and he barely took anything. So what I'm trying to find out, like you said, Janet, I don't know for a fact what she's going to do. That's why I need to know who the sources are, because she would be a fool.
To do that.
I wish people would stop saying, oh, if they ask, Janet going to do it. Ah, Janet going to do it. No,
like
she's not. She's not hard up to do it, and she's fine.
I mean, but there's a lot of black artists who are afraid to cross that picket line. You know, there's a lot of people still not supporting the NFL because of the Colin Kaepernick thing. So if Justin Timberlake gave Colin Kaepernick a platform in the middle of the Super Bowl halftime show, that would be the
illest
thing he could have possibly done. And I think we would trade him back to the black community.
Bring sexy back and bring black back, Justin.
All right, so before we move on, we got to say what's up to our West Coast crew. Heidi and Frank, what up?
Hello.
What up, what up?
Hey, guys.
Now, Heidi, I heard your first story is B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, yes, I
love that head crack. I guess Gwen Stefani's baby maker is open for business.
Really?
All right.
She's been with Blake Shelton for a long time, and I guess they've been really eager to expand their family, hyper-focused on it. They want to have a baby by December of 2018, apparently.
So they just started trying?
Well, apparently they've been trying to get pregnant for the past year, and it has been a real struggle for them, but they both admit that that struggle has only made them stronger.
That's kind of the difficult thing that some of my friends are finding who are older, who are dating men who still want kids, is that you can always say, yes, I will try, but your body at a certain point, it's just very difficult.
Maybe Blake needs to take the condom off the B-A-N-A-N-A. Well, Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper's friendship might be beyond repair. As we all know, it was reported that Andy Cohen's going to take her place on CNN's New Year's Eve show.
That's right.
So the burning question is, are Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper still friends?
It's just business, right?
Right. Even if it is, y'all know people take stuff personal. And with him bringing on his best friend, I'm sure she feels like she was left out in the cold.
Yeah.
Well, she admitted that she was deeply hurt by Anderson's tweet condemning her actions with the Trump head.
Right.
He called it disgusting and completely inappropriate. But in a new interview with the Daily Beast, she called Anderson a spineless heiress.
Well, his mother is Gloria Vanderbilt. I mean,
yes, she is.
Gloria Vanderbilt dies. Anderson Cooper doesn't have to work now, I'm sure.
He sure don't.
So,
but here's the thing. I mean, for her to call him a spineless heiress, we all know Anderson Cooper's gay, right?
Right.
She's making a gay joke to slam him. So I think she is inappropriate, and she doesn't know what funny is.
But if they was Judas all along, I mean, she could say that. I mean, they were good friends all along.
She could say that amongst themselves.
Yeah.
She don't need to say that in public.
That's like a personal attack.
It's a very serious attack.
Yeah.
And it's not a good look. Where's her publicist? First of all, you lost this big job because you did this big publicity stunt with this head of the president.
Your own fault.
And your own fault. And now you're going to attack the person who still has the job. You should be quiet now.
And she needs to be happy for the things that she got in the aftermath of this. Because, the one door closed, but, she went on to make it the number one movie in the box office for the least 3 weeks.
Crack, shut
and
up.
She got greenlit for a sequel. So
you're sick.
Oh my god,
that wasn't her.
It is Halloween.
Oh, head
crack. No, it wasn't.
Frank is bowing to you. Oh, he's tipping his hat.
We still slightly like her, head crack.
We do.
I love
her. Don't go near the drain gutters.
Everyone floats down here.
I got another show down here for you.
Oh my god, that's with the
balloons. Well, y'all, speaking of shots fired, Charles Barkley is taking yet another shot at Shaquille O'Neal.
Uh-oh.
Lord, let that old tire beef die.
No, I'm so tired of it, right?
That beef is charred, baby.
It's charred. Yes, girl. Well done.
Burnt. Oh, my God. Well, y'all, Charles has partnered with California wine label CB Vineyards to produce 3 bottles of wine that will each have a label that reads a Charles Barkley selection. Charles expressed his excitement for the product. He said, I'm excited about this venture, really excited. When we first started talking about it, I said, I don't want to put my name on something just to make money. That would make me Shaq. We'll make sure the wine is great.
Ooh.
Oh, goodbye, honey, because the Icy Hot is amazing. That lotion is amazing. Everything he talks
Gold
about
is Bond is amazing.
Buick is amazing. I still need to see him get in and out of that Buick like in one take.
That is my favorite commercial. I mean, his seat's all the way back to practically the back seat.
Yeah, I think the seat was already there and they just placed the car on top of him.
But these guys are too old to be beefing. These guys have to actually use Icy Hot after they tweet. It's just like, man.
All right, well, Jessica Chastain is sick of sexist critics calling her character strong women. Yeah, she's mad about it.
Why?
Now, she tweeted, every time someone writes that I play a strong woman, what they're really implying is that most women aren't. How about I just play well-written parts?
She has a point.
Yes, she does. Now, you never read that an actor is known for playing a strong male characters because it's assumed that all men are. Well,
everybody is so sensitive.
She's got a point, though.
But they've been saying that forever, girl. It's a strong female part. Just, it's not a big deal. Like, everybody's making a big deal out of the smallest things.
That is true, too. Okay, let's talk about Taraji P. Henson, Cookie in Empire.
Okay.
Would she be described as a strong female role?
Yes. She went to prison, came out, took over the business that her husband tried to steal from her, and she's still working hard.
Like, even in Benjamin Button, she played a woman who was trying to raise a boy to turn into a man, but she raised a man and turned into a boy.
I'm trying to turn a man into a boy.
Yeah. Wendy Williams, y'all made Fergie cry. Oh. We'll tell you why after the break.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, last month, Fergie and Joss DeMel announced that they were going their separate ways after 8 years of marriage. And she just sat down with Wendy Williams, who got her to open up about the split.
I love Josh. He's the father of my child. Okay. We forever have that project together. And we're doing the best we can.
Yeah. Okay, he is good looking.
You made me cry.
You chose really well.
Thanks. Oh, I feel bad for her.
I know. I
you can tell she still
felt like I wanted
it.
To cry. What actually happened?
Yeah, she says she still loves them.
Well, who did somebody cheat?
He probably did.
We don't have the backstory.
No, I think Josh wanted her to chill a little bit more and fall back. And he's like, yo, I'm Fergie. I want to be Fergalicious. Got it out in the pump.
And that's how couples grow apart. You know what I mean? Because he kind of starts envisioning one way and she sees it another way. But it's so difficult when you go through a divorce and you still love that person so much. Like, you can tell.
You could so feel it.
Yeah, it's almost like I wish they could have just gotten a separation and waited a couple. Like, I sometimes wonder why is it so hard for people just to say, you know what, let's be separated for a year or two instead of straight out divorce.
Do they thing when they separate.
Yeah, but exactly. At least it'll give you some time. Like, this, like, I still see that she would want to be with him.
Because sometimes it seems like a divorce is so finished.
It's so
like
final.
It's over,
yeah, and then you almost sometimes need time to go and see that it ain't out there, and then you'd be like, you know what? Maybe I can deal with his
mess. Right.
Moving on, Gabby, I got some news that's right up your alley.
Oh, really? Lord. What?
You know your favorite family, not the Cosbys. The Kardashians!
Uh-huh.
Yo, they've just signed a new deal with E! That's gonna keep them on the air for 5 more seasons, which pumps them straight through 2019.
Was an avid watcher of it, but people watch it.
Oh, but really? The ticker tape, though. Like, this deal's worth $150 million.
That's of course
ridiculous.
It is, because they all getting some millions.
Yeah, wow. And they all get a raise. Like,
yeah.
I thought they was banking before. So the previous deal was $20 million per season, and this new one has them at $30 million per season.
$30 million?
I mean, E! Is the Kardashian network.
It really is.
What?
Yeah. I'm going to negotiate those good deals, I guess, honey.
Yes, she did. You can say that.
But let's talk about
and
Kylie.
And their product.
They're going to have a hard time keeping up with Kylie because you know that makeup line she started?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Check this out, y'all. Over the past 18 months, her makeup line has made $420 million.
Wow.
She got no investors, so all that money is hers.
What a smart girl.
That is what's up.
$500 million?
I totally understand why everybody's
trying to get that girl a doggone hand clap. Gary, put your hands together,
okay? You can't even have to hustle.
You're praying.
So, and even more Kardashian news, we just found out that Khloe Kardashian is expecting a baby boy with Tristan Thompson.
Aw, congratulations for the little boy.
Yay.
Did y'all see that meme where it said, everybody's pregnant, something's in the air, and then somebody responded, they ass. Well, speaking of getting paid, y'all, it may not be millions, but how about let's give some money away? You know we treat our fans right, and Halloween is right around the corner. That's why we're coming straight to you with the sweetest contest yet. Here's the deal. For the next 4 days, I repeat, 4 days, you will have a chance to win $500 or $500 worth of candy. You pick. We're going to play a game called Name That Candy Contest.
Oh.
All you got to do is literally name that candy. Easy enough, right?
Right.
Yeah. Here's our first one. This is the best-selling candy bar in the world. And another clue, during the first Gulf War back in 1991, every U.S. soldier was sent a frozen one as a Thanksgiving treat. Got that? Know what it is?
I have an idea.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, head on over to our app to vote for your chance to get $500 for an extra sweet treat. You can vote a second time on DishNation.com and watch Dish Nation tomorrow to see if you have won. All right, don't go nowhere, y'all, because it's a hit. Issa Rae has a new project coming up for HBO that you're gonna love, and we'll have all the details after the break. Stay tuned.
And for the love of diabetes, please take the money and not the $500 worth of candy.
Right?
Oh.
Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yay!
Well, the second season of Insecure just ended last month, but its co-creator and star Issa Rae has just landed another series for HBO.
Yes.
Woo! Congratulations. Me neither. The Golden Globe nominee is now also developing a drama that she will executive produce. The series will be set in Los Angeles in the early and turbulent 1990s.
That could be interesting. I mean, because when you look at the landscape of the 90s, I mean, like, drugs were still a major thing, gang violence.
Yes.
Police brutality.
Yes.
A lot like 2017.
Yeah, I just said that's not.
Yeah, very reminiscent, right?
Yeah.
You know, the biggest thing for me that I'm looking forward to with this show is I know it's a drama, but her music from Insecure was on point.
Really?
She always introduced, like, new artists and played them in the background, so she's going to be playing. She might play Funkified, bruh.
Yeah, nobody wants
she
to play
She just might play Funkified.
Ooh, yeah. I need to hear some Jodeci.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Issa Rae.
Congratulations, Issa Rae. We proud of you, girl.
Now, let's talk about Mandy Moore. She is out there proving that you can find love on the gram. Have you ever seen her show, This Is Us?
Yes, no. I have.
Well,
very powerful.
Them. Her and her boyfriend, or
rather,
Taylor Goldsmith. Now, she reveals that they met after she was girl fanning out over his band Doors on Instagram. Now, Mandy shared details of how they met to People Magazine. She said, I took a picture of the album and posted it on Instagram. Somehow, Taylor saw it and sent the note to me. We started emailing back and forth. Then we went on a date and the rest is history.
Aww.
Thanks, Instagram, for helping me meet my fiance.
Oh, good.
I just love how she says, somehow he saw it. You're Mandy Moore, okay?
People
gonna
see that.
Oh, yes. I'm sure, you know, because what happens when one celebrity, like, tags anything from another celebrity, then everybody in the comments are like, you see this?
Right.
She got you. She's coming for you.
Right.
Yeah, so she also revealed that due to their schedules, they couldn't meet in person for a while. So she says, we spent hours FaceTiming each other. We fell in love before we even really held hands or kissed or anything. It was great.
Do y'all think y'all could fall in love like that without seeing anybody, seeing the person, touching them, kissing them, anything, and fall in love?
I'm not talking about it, but I might be in love now.
Really?
Gay!
Ooh, did it happen through the DM?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Have you met them yet?
Yeah, we knew each other from home, but now.
Wait, so who reached out first?
Well, he did to me.
Oh, my God.
Gary.
And you knew how to respond? I'm glad you learned.
Yeah.
So, like, have you guys gone on a first date yet?
No, we're still talking on Facebook.
Really?
On social media.
But you feel like you're in love, Gary?
Yeah. Because my thing is, I don't think you could have to date a person forever, damn it, to be in love.
Yeah, you don't. Not at a certain age.
I don't believe in all that.
And you don't have a lot of time.
Sure damn don't. Okay, nah.
Being 76.
But speaking of falling in love, honey, our Dish Nation fans have fallen in love with my Halloween costume, and the votes for which one I should wear are coming in. So, baby, what you need to do is, honey, if you haven't voted, you need to go vote for either the Egyptian God, Gary, or Gary, Queen of Scots. Go to DishNation.com and tell us which one you love, and stay tuned for more Dish Nation coming up.
Ooh, nice, Gary.
That's what love does.
All right, then.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Sorry to end the show on such a sad note, but we do have to pay tribute to two legends who passed away. Legendary actor Robert Guillaume died yesterday at the age of 89, probably best known for his role on Benson or Soap.
Right.
Lean on Me, Rafiki, and Lion King. You name it, he was a giant on the stage and screen. His wife released a statement saying, he kind of went the way everyone wishes they could, surrounded by love and in his sleep.
Oh, well, that's good, at least good news.
The world also lost rock and roll pioneer Fats Domino. He was also 89. Ain't that a shame? Blueberry Hill. Fats sold over 65 million records, outselling every 50s rock and roll act except for Elvis Presley. Even Elvis referred to Fats as the real king of rock and roll.
Oh, man. Both will be missed.
I remember Blueberry Hill was the song Richie Cunningham would sing on Happy Days when he wanted to get frisky with Lori Beth. And he's like, I found my thrill.
Oh, yeah, you knew right then. It's like, he's feeling frisky.
Oh, yeah.
Richie Cunningham.
So, fond memories. Robert Guillaume and Fats Domino.
R.I.P.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.